Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the lesser-heard side of rock, a world consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of vinyl history and commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. Typically, each Vinyl Garage consists of three 20-minute segments, give or take. And this week is no different. But this time, each segment will be of a separate theme, and when combined, will produce a central theme for the entire show. Something akin to A plus B equals C. Confused? Don't worry. Soon, all will be made clear.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got eight cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a four-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with four living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. Said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor, that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew it could catch him, I thought I could pass, don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking down in the gym. She started to rock and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking, the cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail. And they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Yeah.
mama, please, don't you cry no more.
Don't you cry no more.
Take a hint from my mama, please, don't you cry no more.
Don't you cry no more.
'Cause it's soon one morning, down the road I'm gone. But I ain't going down that long old lonesome road all by myself. But I ain't going down that long old lonesome road all by myself. I can't carry you, baby, gonna carry somebody else.
All right, now clearly the theme for the first set is cars, starting with the best, in my opinion, version of Hot Rod Lincoln, even better than the original, and I don't normally think that way, by Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, from their 1971 LP, Lost in the Ozone. My favorite version of Brand New Cadillac was by The Clash. There's just something about British punkers covering an American blues rockabilly tune. But unfortunately, Joe Strummer's ad-lib would not have gone over very well here. So, Plan B, the Brian Setzer Orchestra from their first studio LP from 1994. Bob Seger's making Thunderbirds. I've never been a Seger fan past his System days, but this cut is killer, cementing his I'm just a normal auto worker from Detroit persona. Mercury Blues is originally titled Mercury Boogie when recorded by Casey Douglas in 1948, but it took until 1976 when it appeared on the Steve Miller Band LP Fly Like an Eagle to get any major airplay. Rights to the song were purchased by Ford Motor Company, where they changed Mercury to Ford Truck and used it in a commercial. That version was sung by Alan Jackson. On the Road Again was based on 1928's Big Road Blues by Tommy Johnson, which morphed into Floyd Jones's version in 1953. It was Jones's rendition that Canned Heat emulated on their 1968 LP, Boogie with Canned Heat.
Socialite engagements and his selfish, wise, fanatical ambition. He turned him to the booze and he got mixed up with a floozy, and she led him to a life of indecision. The floozy made him spend his dough. She left him lying on Skid Row, a drunken lag at some Salvation Army mission. It's such a shame anything, port, Pernod or tequila, rum, scotch, vodka on the rocks, as long as all his troubles disappear. But he messed up his life, went and beat up his wife, and the flues he's gone and found another sucker. She's gonna turn him on to drink, she's gonna lead him to the brink, and when his money's gone, she'll leave him in the gutter. It's such a shame.
Story about the house went blue. I come home one Friday, had to tell the landlady I done lost my job. She said that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent, and out the door I went. So I goes to the landlady. I said, you let me slide. I have the rent for it tomorrow, the next day I don't know. So she let me slide it on, you know, people. when I come home in the evening. She ain't got nothing nice to say to me. But for 5 years, she was so nice. Lord, she would love a dubbin'. I come home one particular evening. The landlady said, "You got the rent money yet?" I said, "No. Can't find no job. Therefore, I ain't got no money to pay the rent." She said, "I don't believe you're trying to find no job." Said, "I seen you today. You were standing on a corner, leaning up against a post." I said, "But I'm tired. I've been walking all day." She said, "That don't confront me. Long as I get my money next Friday." Now next Friday I come out, I didn't have a rent, and out the door I went. So I go down the street, down to my good friend's house. I said, "Look, man, I'm outdoors, you know. Can I stay with you maybe a couple days?" He said, "Let me go and ask my wife." He come out of the house, I could see in his face. I know there was no. He said, "I don't know, man. She kind of funny, you know." I said, "I know. Everybody funny. Now you for that too." So I go back home. I tell the landlady, "I got a job. I'm gonna pay the rent." She said, "Yeah." I said, "Oh yeah." And then she was so nice. Lord, she would love it, love it. So I go in my room, pack up my things, and I go. I slip on out the back door. I'm down the streets I go. She hollering about the front rent. She'll be lucky to get in the back rent. She ain't gonna get none of it. So I stop in the local bar, you know, people. I go to the bar. I rent my coat. I call the bartender. I said, "Look, man, come down here. He got down there. So what you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high, man, I'm gonna get loose. Need me a triple shot of that juice. Gonna get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer." But I'm sitting out at the bar. I'm getting drunk, I'm feeling mellow. I'm drinking bourbon, I'm drinking scotch, I'm drinking beer. Look down the bar, here comes the bartender. I said, "Look, man, come down here. So what you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. No, I ain't seen my baby since the night before last. Gotta get a drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here. I want one bourbon, one shot, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer." Well, all right. time. I'm plenty high. You know when your mouth is getting dry, you're plenty high. Look down the bar, I see to my bartender. I said, look, man, come down here. You got down there, so what you want this time? I said, look, man, what time is it? He said, the clock on the wall said 3 o'clock. A last call for alcohol. So what you need? One bourbon, one scotch. Since I'm nigh on a week, gotta get drunk, man, so I can't even speak. Gonna get high, man, listen to me. One drink ain't enough, Jack, you better make it three. Gonna get drunk, I'm gonna make it real clear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Just in case you didn't know, you're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
Whiskey bar, I tell you we must. must die. I tell you, we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you, we must die. Oh, moon of all of Alma, we now must say goodbye. We've lost our good old mama. I must have whiskey on, you know why. Oh, moon of all of Alma, we now must say goodbye.
The subject of this next set is clearly alcohol, and also, not coincidentally, the title of the first cut, which is from the Kinks' underappreciated 1971 LP, Muswell Hillbillies. And that was the first Kinks album not to chart in the UK. Rod Stewart's What's Made Milwaukee Famous was only released as a single in the UK and Ireland in 1972. But the song first appeared as a Jerry Lee Lewis 45 in 1968. By the way, the answer is Schlitz. It seems you can't choose a George Thorogood song without it being related to alcohol in some way, so one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer was right up his alley. The song was first recorded by Amos Milburn in 1953. Thorogood's version was based on the John Lee Hooker variation, who added the spoken dialogue, and that single was from 1966. The debut LP by Lynyrd Skynyrd included such future classics as Freebird, Tuesday's Gone, and Gimme Three Steps, and a song ironically titled Poison Whiskey by a band that rarely performs sober. The song references Johnny Walker and the many negative aspects of alcohol. Let's give Jim Morrison a bit of credit for his not being hypocritical like Skynyrd. He doesn't apologize for his love of booze in The Doors' Alabama song, Whiskey Bar. It was actually a cover from a 1929 German opera. The song became more autobiographical as Morrison's drug and alcohol problems soon became public knowledge.
Nothing to do. We broke a case of 8 years old, daddy's cutting my hair, aqua velvet on his hands. Mama's in the kitchen, got fried green tomatoes popping in the pan. I see a home run, a goal line, holding my breath, getting baptized. I see her beautiful face under that veil as she's walking down the aisle. I can hear the sirens coming, smell the gasoline and smoke. I'm pinned against this steering wheel, ready to show my arm is broke. I can see the flames and my life flashing right before my eyes. I hope they get to me in time. I can see the headlights swerve, so I cut the wheel to the right. Last thing I saw was that bottle turned up as he crossed that center line. I see tiny hands, brown eyes, falling asleep to that lullaby. And you slide over next to me as I turn out the lights. I can hear the sirens coming, smell the gasoline and smoke. I'm pinned against this steering wheel, ready to show my arm is broke. I can see the flames and my life flashing right before my eyes. I hope they get to me in time. Please, Lord, I'm begging you, that I wanna do, so much I don't wanna miss. I can see the flames in my life flashing right before my eyes. They get to me in time. Just get to me in time. Please get to me in time.
The combination of the first segment, cars, with the second, booze, obviously cannot end well. But the best scenario in this set is ZZ Top's Arrested for Driving While Blind from the 1976 LP Tejas, and it goes downhill from there. The next two cuts share the same sentiment, the Flaming Lips' Mr. Ambulance Driver and Darius Rucker's, now he's the ex-lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish, I Hope They Get to Me in Time, as they live through being the companion of the victim and as the victim himself, respectively, of an auto accident. The latter from Darius Rucker's second solo LP, Learn to Live, and the former, the Flaming Lips album, At War with the Mystics. Well, there you have it. A sort of public service Vinyl Garage. And with St. Paddy's coming next week, maybe it's just in time. The Vinyl Garage can be reached on Facebook at facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show. But before we go, one more cut. Blood Rock's DOA, a first-hand account of what it's like being the one under the sheet. This is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
When I look, I see there's nothing there. The face beside me stopped, it's wholly bleeding. The girl I knew has such a distant stare.
Something in the air. I Very little of the next leave. I'll be the pins with no real ascension. Right, since you went out zero feet on the sheet of substance.